Hello, and welcome to the first episode of...
Our Fantasia, Disney Talks.
I'm Asaf Gamzu.
I'm Sheldon Kanan Gamzu.
And this week we'll talk about Beauty and the Beast, the 2017 movie and its 1990 predecessor.
And now we talk about the actors and the other people
that make this movie.
All right, wonderful. So we should start with the original animated one?
Yes.
Okay, please tell us.
Okay, we start with the actors, okay?
Yes.
Belle is Paige O'Hare.
Paige O'Hare.
Paige O'Hare.
Yes.
The Beast is Robbie Benson.
Robbie Benson, of course, love him.
And Gaston is Richard White.
Richard White.
Lumiere is Gary Orbach.
Gary Orbach.
Cogsworth the Clock is David Ogden Stiers.
Cogsworth the Clock is who?
David Ogden Stiers.
David Ogden Stiers. Okay, yes.
And Gwyneth Potts is Angelina Lansbury.
So Mrs. Potts is Angelina Lansbury.
And Kip yes. is Bradley Pierce.
Bradley Pierce, yes. All right, so great actors, great movie.
Yes.
The animated movie.
Yes.
You know, I watched it hundreds of times as a child.
Yes.
Hundreds. Like, we had a video cassette, and I knew it by heart. I think if it starts in Hebrew right now, I can just do the entire movie.
Okay.
Yes, that's the truth. Loved it.
Okay.
Do you want to go to the actors of this movie, the newer movie?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Belle is Emma Watson.
Emma Watson of Harry Potter fame.
Yeah.
We love her. Yes. She does a great job, I think.
Yes, she does. The Beast is Dan Stevens.
Dan Stevens. That's an actor's name. You know, yes. That Dan Stevens. He was born an actor. He was born to be in Hollywood, yes.
And Gaston is Luke Evans.
Is he related to Chris Evans?
Maybe.
Maybe. Let's check it out.
Yeah.
You know, Chris Evans is Captain America.
Yeah.
Right?
He is the captain of the Magellan.
The captain of... Okay, so Luke Evans. No, I don't think he is. I think he's just himself. He's part of a large Evans clan.
Okay.
Nothing to do with Chris.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so Luke Evans is Gaston, yeah?
Gaston. And Maurice, the father of Belle, is Kevin Kline.
Kevin Kline, not to be construed or confused with Calvin Kline, the fashion designer. When I was a child, I thought they were one and the same. And I was very impressed. Yes, I thought, oh my God. He is a fashion designer and an Hollywood actor. How does he do it all? And they're not the one. Not the same one.
Okay. LeFou is Josh Gad. Josh Gad is also Olaf in Frozen.
Psh, he has a great time with Disney. I think he's very appreciative of Disney.
Yeah.
They pay for much of his mortgage and home, yes.
And Lumiere is Ewan McGregor.
Ewan McGregor, the one and only.
And Cogsworth is Ian McKellen.
Ian McKellen. Yeah.
And Mrs. Potts is Emma Thompson.
Yeah, amazing actress.
And Kip is Nathan Mack.
Nathan Mack.
And also is Stanley Tucci, who is... The cadenza, the piano.
Yeah.
Okay. How you can play that character? I don't know.
No. Why?
Why he don't talks?
He doesn't talk.
He doesn't talk.
That's true. What did he do? No, but he did talk. He was like, "Yes, my sweet, I am coming." Blink, 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 blink. He had talking parts. A little, yeah, well, you know, there are no small parts, only small actors. It's a thing, people say in the theater. Okay. There are no small parts, only small actors.
Okay.
So Beauty and the Beast was premiered on February 23rd of 2017. And the original was almost 30 years before that, 26 years before that, on September 29th of 1991.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's a lot of time.
A lot of time.
Yes. So, now, the director of the new movie, the live action movie, is the director is Bill Condon.
Bill Condon.
Bill Condon.
Yes.
Yes. He also directed the movie Chicago and Kinsey.
Okay.
Yes. And
impressive career.
And the original director is Harry Trousdale and Kirk Weiss.
Harry Trousdale. Yes, I remember that weird name. Is Harry Trousdale and Kip Quiss, yes.
Here, Quiss.
Quiss, okay.
And the new movie writer is Stephen Chbosky.
Stephen Chbosky, love his work, yes.
And Ivan Spilitopoulos.
Spilitopoulos. For a second there, I thought you were going to say Ivan Spielberg. And I thought maybe one of the Spielberg family, maybe there's now, you know, he's brought some family on to help. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm for that too.
You think Spielberg should bring his family to Hollywood as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, if he's talented, probably has, you know, talented children and brothers and whoever.
Yeah, yes.
Nepotism, we're all for it. Yes, okay. Okay, all right, so Shelley. Let me know. What did you think of the movie?
I think it's the same.
It's the same as what? As the original animated one?
Yes. The two movies is the same.
The two movies are the same. So you're thinking, basically you're asking, why did they make another one?
Because they want the money.
Okay. Sure. I mean, I think you're right. I think they do want the money. Was there no reason to make a new movie?
There is. I think that can be more modern if they do a new movie.
Yeah, so they can modernize it.
Yes.
They can make it relevant to our times.
Yes.
Maybe let's go back a bit. Did you enjoy it?
Yes.
Me as well. I thought it was tremendous. The animation is beautiful.
Yes, it is.
What else?
Yes, the animation is good. The actors are good, but I don't think that they do a lot of things are changing the movie.
They don't do it very differently.
No.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. But it is magnificent.
Yes.
The costumes, the computer animation, the CGI, the photography, everything is amazing.
The clothes are...
Yeah, the clothes, the costumes, it's awesome. Yeah. I think the actors do great work.
Yes, they does, but I don't see what is different in the movie.
Well, I think there was one thing different.
What?
They talk about Belle's mother, which they didn't in the original animated movie.
That's right.
The plague in Paris. Oh my God. We had to escape the plague. Which I thought, as we saw it during COVID, during Corona, was especially relevant to our day.
Yes, but the movie is was filmed the Corona.
I know. It wasn't filmed during Corona, but that's what makes art wonderful. You know, you can see a movie from 3 years ago or 30 or 300 years ago. You can't see a movie from 300 years ago, but roll with me. And they said, oh my God, it's so relevant to my life. This is unbelievable. Because I, too, had to escape the plague in Paris. I didn't, unfortunately. But we do have a plague now. And so we know what that's like. Okay, so so one thing is that I agree. It's a lot of fun watching Beauty and the Beast. And it's a lot of fun watching, you know, The Jungle Book and Lion King and everything, but at the end of the day, these new editions are the same as the old movies.
Yes, but you know what is not the same?
What?
The live action movie of Alice in Wonderland.
It's not.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's very different.
Yes.
Or maybe we should do our next episode on that.
Yes. It's the original movie that was Alice was 8 years old, I think. And the new movie, the live action movie, is I think when she is 20 years
old. Oh, wow. So it's very different.
Yes.
Very different. Okay. Yeah, let's see. What did you think when you can you remember what you thought when you first saw as a child the animated movie?
I think finally I can see that.
What, you wanted to see it for a long time and we didn't let you?
Yes.
Bad pet parents that we are. I will say in my defense that we try and measure out the movies our children see. Yeah, I stand behind that decision. So you're thinking, thank God, finally, my Abba, which is Hebrew for dad, lets me see this movie.
Yes.
Okay, and did you enjoy it?
Yes, I am.
You did. Okay, maybe I should let you see everything so that you know.
We can do a podcast of everything.
Uh-huh, so that will be better. No. Okay, that's not going to happen, but okay. Okay, I see your point. All right, so let's have our, what do we finally say? What we're saying is, do we recommend watching it?
Yes.
So we recommend watching it. Great movie. Do we recommend watching the animated movie, the original?
Yes.
Okay, so we recommend both movies. Mm-hmm. They're wonderful, both. But one should know when going to watch them, most of them are not, they're not very different. Most of what you get in one, you'll see in the other.
Yes.
All right, so I think this is it's now time to move on to the next subject.
That Emma Watson don't look like Belle in the animated movie.
So Emma Watson doesn't look like Belle in the original animated movie.
Yes.
That I think that is somewhat true. In her defense, I would say no one can look like a Disney character. People have attempted it, and it's no. It involves a lot of plastic surgery, and it's
and it's even wrong. If a lot of plastic surgery does not work.
Exactly, it doesn't work at the end. So you know, it's very problematic. But in her defense, she is strong.
Yes.
Smart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, beautiful. She is a belle. You know, like they say in French, oui, a belle is beautiful. So. She I think she does possess everything the character needs.
Yes, I think that's
it. So we think she was a good choice.
Mhm.
And so I think it's a good choice.
Yes, it's a good.
Great.
Okay.
So what's our next point? What's our next subject?
If we need live action movies.
Oh, that is the big question. Do we even need live-action Disney movies?
I think yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Why? Well, you said they're the same. So why do we need them?
Because it's more things to watch on television.
Saying they can make 5 versions of it and it'll be great because I'll have 5 things to watch.
Yes, that's also just great movies, so why not?
Okay, I'll add another thing is I think that while the movie may be mostly the same, it is wonderful to see the new animation and what can be done these days. Beauty and the Beast, when it came out, I was younger than you are. I was actually around your age, right? So it came out in 91, but it only came to Israel in 92 or 93. So I was in, let's say, third grade. I was younger than you. And it was all the rage because it used computer animation. In the dancing scene between Beast and Belle, they're in a big, beautiful hall, and the hall is made using computer animation. Yeah. It was the first time this was done by Disney on a large feature film, and everyone was like, oh my God, computer animation. So now, almost 30 years later, we see a movie that is really almost, not entirely, but really a large part of it is computer animation, and it It's part of real life. It looks live action. It's absolutely amazing. So it is fun to see how far animation technology has brought us. But I also think that Beauty and the Beast is a good version of the animated movie. When I watched it, I had a lot of fun. Maybe if we do an episode about Aladdin, we can talk about live action movies that should never be made. Ever. Ever, ever. Never, ever, ever, ever. Ever. In my opinion, humbly.
I add another thing too. You're right, but I add another thing.
Please.
That you can do just better the same movie.
You can do the same movie better.
Yes.
Yeah. It'll cost trillions for Disney, but, you know, they have trillions, so...
They have a lot of trillions.
So maybe they should try and do the same movie again and again and again and again till it comes out perfect.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
I think you're right. I think that's not a bad idea.
Yes.
All right. And I think with that...
With that...
We'll finish our first episode. I had a great time.
Yeah, me too.
And we hope you had a great time as well.
Yeah, we're happy to have you on board.
And we hope to see you again here on the next episode of Our Fantasia
Disney Talks.
Bye-bye.